We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every episode we try a whole new theme, style, and topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, we head on John Chesney. He's a performer at I.O. Theater on the team June Boy. We met when we were on a team together called Shere Khan at Playground Theater. He had a really simple idea, but it's super fun, of where he wanted to do a morning radio show. So we're two morning radio hosts. Again, this is all improvised. We had a couple ideas, and we just kind of go with it from there. We basically just mock morning radio hosts. We're both horrible people, but we never win, so it's okay. I hope you guys enjoy morning radio.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Bill, you idiot.
WBCN, Bacon and the Chez Morning Show.
That's a combo.
On 96.6, The Bear.
Good morning. It's Bacon and the Chez.
Bacon and the Chez.
Chez.
That over there is the Chez.
And the beautiful man next to me is Bacon.
That's me.
We are coming to you live from beautiful Chicago, the WBCN studios.
96.6.
96.6.
The Bear.
Our call song sounds much more like a dog.
It's, yeah, it's cool. They don't know. Hey, Chez, it's 8 a.m. I'm already on beer number two. What do you got?
I'm on my third Manhattan.
Oh, fancy. We all know that the Chez is way more fancy than the Bacon on this show.
I need a couple classic cocktails to get me warmed up.
Yeah, and you know what? It's Friday. Go, 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 TGIF.
Boom!
Boom! And we are excited here in the studio. We have so much. We got callers. We got guests. We have a live animal showing up at some point. Maybe.
All right, everybody, you're on your way to work. Oh. What's it like out there? Hey, we're going to go right to our on-the-street traffic reporter, Chad Buzzington.
Hi, guys. I'm out on the Brown Line. The Brown Line said it was supposed to show in 6 minutes, but it's been about seven and it's still not here. There's about 40 people waiting on the Southport Brown Line area, so I assume it's going to take about the same amount of time it usually does to get to work.
Okay.
Yeah, oh man, he is going nuts out there.
Buzz.
He is going nuts. Buzz.
Buzz!
Buzz! Hey, Buzz! Hey, Buzz! Hey! You see any hot ladies out there, Buzz?
Well, I mean, every lady is beautiful in their own way.
Oh, Buzz!
You are Buzzkill!
You are a Buzzkill right now!
Buzzkill!
Buzz, are you still dating that girl?
Yeah, me and Deborah, it's been about 6 months now, and I'm really excited about it.
Buzz!
Buzz!
You are the worst.
Bacon has hooked up with her. Maybe like 2 months before you guys got together. She was tasting the bacon.
I was aware of that. We had a long discussion about it, and we're both adults, and we both handled it really well.
She handled it really well, if you know what I mean, Chad.
Bing,
oh!
Bing.
Suck it! Oh, man, let's leave him out there at the goddamn Brown Line for a little bit longer, that idiot.
Oh, what a buzzkill.
And now it's time to go over to our normal traffic correspondent, Wick. Hey, Wick, how's the Kennedy looking?
Hi, guys. The Kennedy is looking about normal pace. It's going to take you about 45 minutes to get from the White Sox Stadium to Wrigley Field, which is my favorite route.
Who goes from the White Sox Stadium to Wrigley Field for traffic? Who does that every day?
I start off every day by waking up in front of the White Sox Stadium and then making a nice commute over to Wrigley Field.
Oh my god, you are the worst. All right, that's our traffic.
Hey, I'd love to be in the studio someday.
No, you're never coming in here. Don't ever step foot in here. If I see you, I'm going to call security. Now it's time for Who Did We Wake Up Next To With Bacon in the Chairs. On the bear. So, Chez, I saw you last night with a lady at the bar.
You indeed did.
How'd that go? How'd that go? How'd that go? Did you wake up next to her? Our listeners want to hear.
I did not. Started off really great.
Yeah.
It was a couple Manhattans deep.
Mm-hmm.
We made our way outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting a little woozy from a couple of those extra Manhattans.
Oh, God.
So who did I wake up next to?
Drum roll.
Some puked up Manhattans.
Oh, womp womp.
It's the same story.
Oh, every day, man.
Every day. Ladies' night means John and Manhattans.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I am so lonely.
That sucks.
All right, Bacon.
Yeah, what's up?
Who'd you wake up next to?
Hey, Hey, drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I woke up next to 4 new Tinder matches. Whoa!
Swipe right.
Yeah, so I didn't have anything last night specifically, but my Friday night should be pretty good.
Yeah, you've got a lot of things set up for you now.
I do. I got a lot of setup. I'm a lot of setup, not a lot of punchline. And now it's time for my favorite portion of the show. I'm drunk already.
Portion of the show.
Portion.
All right, guys. Our next segment with our resident expert, our resident news expert, it's Bacon Bits of News, where I present Bacon with the local news stories, tell him what's going on, and he tells us what's really going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the real story is and my real opinions. Unfiltered, like cigarettes in the old days. Hit me, the Chaz.
All right, story number one.
Yeah.
A Waukegan man was freed after 20 years in prison for murder. He's found to be innocent, and he received $20 million from the state.
I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. If you're released from prison and you just go right to Waukegan, did you ever really leave prison? Oh, burn, dude. Burn. Might as well kill somebody. If I lived in Waukegan, I want to kill somebody. I'll tell you that much.
If I had to be in Waukegan for 20 years.
Yeah.
I should also get $20 million.
Oh, bada boom, bow, bow.
Bada boom.
Question, Chez. Yeah. Would you take $20 million to go to... How long was he in prison for?
20 years.
He was in prison, so $1 million a year? He got paid $1 million a year to be in prison?
Essentially, yeah.
Would you, for $1 million, live in prison for a year?
Oh, yes.
You would?
Yes.
Prison?
Prison.
What prison did he go to? A murder prison, so probably murder. High security?
Probably.
I might do it for $1 million.
$1 million.
Is it off my record when I'm out?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. My record's so long anyway. What's the next story?
Next story. Yeah. Chicago state president is accused of pushing fake claims of sexual harassment.
Oh, man. Again? If I could list the amount of times that I've been falsely accused of sexual harassment, it would be 5 times. Tell me, Chez, is this sexual harassment? Hey, nice vagina.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Chez, you got to be on my side on this one.
I'm on your side.
Okay. But I said sorry right after. Hey, nice vagina. Sorry.
I think you've got to say it in advance.
Okay. Well, how about this one?
I mean no offense, but you have a nice vagina.
No. Oh, that's way better. That's way better, Chez. You're the ladies, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I could just swipe right, swipe white, swipe white, swipe white. How about this one? Hey, I think that men and women should get paid the same. We're equals. Actually, if anything, you're stronger than us. Can I see them titties?
You know what? I don't think that's offensive.
It was, apparently. It was. I was written up.
Wow.
It was in the bear box.
I would have taken that. Complaints. And I would have ripped it up.
Next news story.
All right. Jesus Meeks, running for mayor, pulls into a dead heat with Rahm Emanuel.
Isn't it Chewy?
Is it Jesus or Jesus?
It's Chewy. So they're dead heat right now?
Chewy.
Okay, you guys. This is all just a pawn. We're all just pawns in the government scheme of getting us to vote on things. You vote for Rahm, you're a pawn. You vote for the Chew, the G's Chew, you're a pawn. It doesn't matter. What I say, write in Bacon in the Chez, and we'll get stuff done.
I want to remind you, our contest is still going on. For every ballot, did you take a picture and tweet at us a write-in ballot for Bacon in the Chez for mayor, we will send you out a free-loaded fries at
Chili's fries. You got to go out to the burbs to get them. Probably go out to Waukegan, try not to commit murder, and get those fries.
There's some tasty fries.
There's also a Chili's, too, at the O'Hare Airport, and there's a Chili's downtown, but you have to fight through all those tourists. Next news story.
This one I can get behind. Mm-hmm. Chicago Beer Festival to take over Union Station.
You mean trains take over the beer festival every day? It should be switched, is what... Are you following me in the Chez?
I am on board 100%.
You shouldn't be on board that train.
From the brown line to the beer train.
Oh, yeah. You know that you're not allowed to drink on the brown, red, purple, green, all those? You're allowed to drink on the Amtrak. You know that?
It's the only train you're not allowed to drink on.
The L-tracks are the only ones that you're not supposed to drink on.
I find that offensive.
I see homeless people drinking all the time. How come I can't?
It's racist against people of Chicago.
It is, and especially local celebrities. People know me. Sometimes I'm talking, and people are like, oh my God, are you the Bacon? And I'm like, yeah. Like, where's the Chez right now? And he's like, he's at home crying.
Okay.
All right, guys, now it's time for our next big segment that we have coming your way, and it's going to be a doozy.
Hey, guys, it's Mike.
Oh, my God. You guys, it's Mike, the producer.
Hey, everybody. Look, super excited to be on the show for just a brief moment. I just got out of an all-team meeting that you guys were supposed to be at.
Oh, my God, Mike. How are we supposed to be there? We're on the air right now.
Here's the thing, guys. We have a meeting before every show. You two have never shown up for it.
I've never heard of this meeting.
Every morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we go over the notes. We talk about things that we need to improve on. We are testing super low with the demographic of our main audience, which is males 18 to 46.
We don't want no dudes listening to us. We want the ladies.
We are not appealing to the ladies.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying we need to up our game. We need to get on top of our act. We need to maybe tighten the ship a little bit.
Chez, how do you feel about what Mike's saying to us right now?
Huh?
Chez, what's going on?
I've been sleeping for the past 2 minutes because I'm so bored. Every time Mike talks, I just get put right to sleep.
Burn. Hey, Mike. Here's some directions to the nearest hospital so you can get that burn treated.
Guys, I want the show to do well just as much as you do.
I doubt it, because you keep keeping us down, Mike.
I'm trying to prop you up. I defend you guys in the meetings.
Okay. It doesn't sound like you're defending us right now. How do chicks not like us? We talk about boobs. We talk about fighting. We talk about traffic. What else do ladies want?
I'm also easily the biggest supporter of boobs.
Yeah, we are. Both are. You can call us bras. Did they not hear that segment?
Should we rewind it and play it again?
Yeah, we should, Mike.
Also, I want to remind everybody, our last hour of the show will be a greatest hits of this show.
Ooh.
So stay tuned for some hot bits.
Ooh. Get out of here, Mike, you idiot.
Okay, bye.
You guys, now it's time for my favorite fucking segment.
It's a new segment that I just made up on the spot.
Yeah, what is it?
It's called Here's to Your Mother. All right, Bacon.
Yeah.
This is just some things I'd like to say to your mother.
Okay. Why are you talking like that, Chess?
I don't know.
Why are you talking like that?
I got mic voice in my head now.
Yeah, oh, it's cool.
Okay, this one's called Here's to Your Mother.
Okay.
Bacon?
Yeah.
This is to your mother.
All right.
Miss Bacon, you've done a beautiful job with a beautiful 5'2" man who has got the biggest left arm I have ever seen, who has the most charming facial hair that comes in patchy yet refined. To a mom who cares more about Bennigan's and High Life than any person I've ever seen in my entire life, and is a respectable 46-year-old woman. Here's to your mom.
I'm not crying. It's just...
What is that leaky garbage coming out of your eyes?
Nothing. I spilled beer on my face. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. Okay. Chez, here's to your mom. Hey, Chez's mom. Miss Chez. It doesn't matter that you've been divorced 4 or 5 times, because you don't need to prove yourself to anybody. You have living, walking, breathing proof that you're a great human being walking around right now. Every morning I come to work and I see Chez, and my life lights up. You know why? Because he's a beautiful, smart, hardworking man that knows what he's doing. And he appeals to every demographic, whether male, female, 50 and above, 18 to 24. It doesn't matter, because that man right there, he's my best friend. And you made him. Here's to you. Chez, wake up! I hate this segment. What's the next segment, Chez?
Sports.
Sports! Nobody knows sports more than Bacon and the Chez.
Bacon and the Chez.
Bacon and the Chez, no sports.
On the air, live, 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight segment, 1 hour afterwards.
Yeah.
The rest of our day, filled with sports and boobs.
Yeah, bring, bring, bring.
Hello.
So in the sports section, what we do is we try to remember what sports teams we have.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through them. All right, so we have like 4 baseball teams.
4 baseball teams.
We got the Black Sox.
Mm-hmm. We have the Thunder. We have the Thunder.
Thunder. We got the Thunder. I'm a big Thunder fan.
Mm-hmm.
They just signed the Rocket.
Ah.
From that guy from Rookie of the Year.
Fastest.
Yeah.
Fastest pitch in the game.
Gary Busey's going to be throwing out that first pitch at the next Thunder game. There's the Wood Bats, right?
Also, the Chicago Bulls.
The Bulls.
Filled with 12 Michael Jordans, coached by the coach.
The coach. Yeah, that's the basketball team, though. We're still missing 1 baseball team.
No, it's not the New York Yankees.
Who plays in Wrigley? We're always right by Wrigley. Who plays in Wrigley? Who plays in Wrigley? I'm always right by there. I've been to a few games. I'm drunk as fuck, though.
Believe it's the John Barleycorns.
Oh, it's the John Barleycorns. You're right. You're right. It's the John Barleycorns. Oh. Woo. All right.
That feels good.
All right. Now let's go to who is the ladies' basketball team? Ladies' basketball team.
I remember.
Yeah?
Carlos Boozer.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah. Burn, Carlos Boozer. Also, here's your latest ticket to the store. I'm drunk. Hey. Football team is the Chicago Hoots and What's It. The Chicago Cubs. They're the Cubs.
That's right.
Chicago Cubs. That's right. That sounds just about right. I think that's right. They play football. And last one, hockey team. Who's a hockey team? They just won Stanley Cups. They've just won a few Stanley Cups.
I think they renamed them the Stanley Cups.
They're the Stanley Cups.
They're the official Stanley Cups.
They are the official Stanley Cups of the Stanley Cups. And that is sports.
Sports.
No, what I'm talking about right now is our call-in segment.
I love the call-in segment.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Chesney, why don't you go ahead and take the first call?
Caller 6. You're on with Bacon and the Chez.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
It's me, your biggest fan, Chez.
Hi. Yes, yes.
Did you get my letter?
I have received all of your letters, and I have had to switch my phone number 3 times now.
Yes, I'll find it no matter what you do. Chez. Did you see my drawing that I drew you?
I did. It was terrifying.
That is what we will be. I will be a Chez skin, and you will be inside of me, and we will be one, and we will finally join forces. And it'll be Kunaf and the Chez.
Ugh. Okay. Thank you, Abraham.
Whoa, man. That person's weird.
I feel sick right now.
You should. All right, it's time for me to take a call. Caller number 69. What's up, caller? What's up?
Hey, Bacon.
Uh-oh.
Bacon.
Yeah?
You don't call me back anymore.
Okay.
It's me, Samantha.
All right, Samantha. You didn't tell me that you were... Come on, Samantha. Not
Dude,
right now.
Come on.
I told you I'm on Tinder, all right?
I will make you come so hard.
Okay, I did one time. You got me one time,
yeah,
all right?
And it was so hard.
No, okay. Samantha.
Yeah?
Your voice is just weird, and I don't like it. You're a beautiful woman. You have a lot going for you.
Yeah.
But you got a man voice.
I love you.
All right, that's the end of that one. That's the end of that one. Oh, my God. Did you hear that one? Can we get some non-crazy people to call in?
Good luck.
For the love of God. How about a lady? Hey, Chez, pick a lady.
Lucky number, caller number one.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, am I on the radio?
Oh, Bacon, it sounds like a lady.
Oh, yeah, a lady.
Okay. Hi. Hey, age, sex, location.
Hi, oh.
Sorry, lady.
ASL? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am 25 years old.
Perfect.
I'm a female.
Okay.
And I'm located in Lincoln Square.
Well, that checks out. You sound great.
Hi, you guys. I just want to know, like, every night, I don't know, I started dating this guy.
All right, hang up. We're done. Hang up with that one.
The worst. Dating a guy.
Look, we have a call-in segment for a reason.
Yeah.
It's our version of Tinder, yeah. And we just swiped left.
Yeah, we swiped left on you. All right, now it's time for mine. A 69 again.
Bacon.
What?
Samantha.
I'm hanging up. Every time I get Samantha. Did you hear that?
Did you really hang up, though?
I hung up.
You picked up the same line.
Well,
it was
no.
Her.
Well, I thought she was gone, so I thought 69 would be filled by somebody different.
I don't know what to tell you.
Pick a good one, Chez. Right.
33. Hello, you're on with Bacon and the Chez.
There's gold. Hey, hello. Hello. Have I called the radio?
You're on with the radio, yeah.
Oh, is this the Bacon and Chez?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm Philip Seymour Gregory. I know what you thought I was going to say, but I didn't.
I thought you were going to say Hoffman.
No, he's dead. I'm much older and lived much longer, and I'm a huge fan. And I just want to say that me and all the other folks down here at the Spring Hill Retirement Community love listening to your whippersnapper. Sir, who am I calling again?
What's your name?
What?
What's your name, sir?
Speak up, son.
Mike, take care of this one, please.
No, hold on, one last thing.
Yes.
When I die, I want my ashes to be poured in your studio.
Oh, God, you know what? Swipe left. Go. You're off.
What a weirdo.
He at first seemed like the most normal person we've had so far.
I know. And I didn't even say anything because he just threw me off so much. Hey, Chez. Oh, we have an international call right here. I'm going to pick it up. How's it going? Hey, thanks for calling Bacon and the Chez. Who are you? Where are you from?
Hello.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh.
Every time she called from Puerto Rico and totally confused us.
I think she did one of those Google prank calls.
Oh, what a...
Switch your number.
What a goof. Oh, we got one more international call. Chez, can you pick that one up?
Hello, international caller. You're on with Bacon and the Chez.
Hello. Is this Bacon and the Cheese?
Bacon and the Chez.
Bacon and the Cheese.
No cheese, just
I just Chez. Want to know that we love listening to you down here in Ireland.
Oh, great.
We're the biggest fans of... We think that you speak our language. We think that you act the way that we like to act. And we like the way that you're always drinking. And we just wanted to let you know that we sent a lovely sack of potatoes down to you. For you to enjoy and eat. And maybe, just maybe, if you can sign one and send it back to us.
Yeah, I'll absolutely sign a potato and send it back your way. All right, swipe right. I am swiping right at
you.
Oh,
man, that guy. He had a fantastic ants accent.
It started off a little rough, but kind of settled in.
Yeah. So is there anything else? I mean, we gotta go. We're almost done here. We gotta get to our finest, our 1 hour.
Yeah, I think from here on out, it's just highlights.
Yeah, it's just highlights after this. I mean, well...
Ooh, you've been listening to Bacon and the Chess.
Go wonka, wonka, wonka.
Hello. Thanks, guys.
We just want to say thank you to all our listeners. I'm Bacon.
I'm the Chess.
And keep listening.
To the radio.
Because it's a dying art.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you like this episode and want more, please subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can listen to every episode on our website, trythispodcast.com. If you want to contact us, you can email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Also, please rate and leave us a review on iTunes. Really helps us out. That's this week's episode. We'll be right back next week with a whole new episode that feels like it was plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.